And, of course, last night, the second edition of the college football playoff rankings came out. We know what the committee thinks. Let's see what Vegas thinks. Let's bring in Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, who's with us every week on Inside the Numbers, where we look at college and pro games. But, Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Coach?
Doing very well on a Wednesday, just kind of fighting the cold weather over here in supposedly sunny Georgia.
Yeah, wind chills in the 20s in mid-November is not good.
Not at all. Let's look at the rankings that came out last night from the committee. LSU, Ohio State just switched places. In a way, that surprised me. In a way, it doesn't, because I think that'll all play itself out. But Ohio State obviously didn't struggle against Maryland, put up 73 points on them. But I think the committee gave a lot of credence to LSU's win in Tuscaloosa. Now, Mike, what that tells me down the road is that they're still giving a lot of credence to Alabama.
Yeah, well, here's one thing. Okay, I think we let the committee off the hook when we say it's going to play itself out. And I'm guilty of that. I say that more often than you do. But the fact of the matter is that was an impressive win. LSU beat Alabama in every phase of the game. But Vegas still has Ohio State number one. And they are giving Alabama a lot of credit. But here's my question. How is Georgia ranked ahead of Alabama if you're comparing resumes and bad losses? Okay, because Georgia lost at home to South Carolina, who's not a very good team.
Who lost to Appalachian State last Saturday night.
Right. Well, you and I know that App State is, you know, it can play with Power 5 schools.
Right.
But still, they're a Sun Belt team.
Right.
And South Carolina, they also lost to North Carolina. So I'm not saying – we both know that Alabama would be a slight favorite over Georgia on a neutral field. And that's how Vegas rates teams. But the fact of the matter is it goes back to where this committee, they cherry pick criteria to justify their selections because, and it does look, and I understand the public's point of view. They see how you look at these top 10 teams, they basically said, Big 12, you're done.
Yep. Yep, they did. Big 12 is so far back, I don't see how they can make up enough ground. However, I do think that the committee set the table for a one-loss Pac-12 team to get in, no matter what.
Yeah, I do. And the problem with that, and it's with the Pac-12, their hurdle, rather, is they need Alabama to lose. They also, you know, it would be helpful to them if Georgia were to lose to LSU by a large margin or lose before that game, of course. Coach, the Oregon and Utah teams are great teams. But here, I'm going to give you a scenario. Auburn's sitting there at 7-2, and they dropped them down to 12, I understand. But if they were to beat Alabama and they get compared to an Oregon team and that fourth spot is up for grabs, that would be an argument, a two-loss team, and that would even be – the public would be even more of an outcry then.
Yeah, we both know that – I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that we're going to see a two-loss team this year in any circumstance. LSU number one, Ohio State number two. Clemson has jumped up to number three. Now they're clear sailing. All they've got to do is win out. They're going to be guaranteed one of those – four spots, of course, mentioned Georgia at four, Alabama at five, Oregon at six, Utah at seven, Minnesota undefeated at number eight. Big nine-spot jump up for the Gophers after that big win over Penn State.
Yeah, that's the largest jump in this college football playoff era. And you notice that Baylor, I mean, they're not anywhere close. They're the lowest ranked Power 5 team to be 9-0 in this era. They're basically being treated as a Group of 5 team, and I think rightfully so, because you look at their non-conference schedule, not only this year, but every year, back to the Art Briles days, it's horrendous. This year they play Stephen F. Austin, Texas, San Antonio, and Rice. So I'm glad they're not getting rewarded for that. Of course, they have a chance. I guess they would have to beat Oklahoma twice, and I still don't. I guess they would get in if they were undefeated, but I don't see that happening.
There was an argument made on an earlier show this morning that the SEC could still get two teams in if Georgia wins out and beats LSU in a close game in the SEC championship game. There's some pundits that saying Georgia and LSU could both get in. I think it's going to take a few upsets, though, for Alabama to get in.
It could, and that scenario you brought up there is possible. But let's not forget, Georgia's a 3-point favorite at Auburn. The last time they were a 3-point favorite at Auburn, they got shellacked. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm not saying that's going to happen this year, but this Auburn defense is good, and Auburn can throw a wrench into the whole system in this whole situation because they play Georgia at home, Alabama at home, and so there's a lot to go. And again, we'll go back to, hey, it'll play itself out. I do like to point out the inconsistencies, though. Like, for instance, while they have Georgia, it does look like they're positioning teams, like the Pac-12, you say, you mentioned earlier, they're positioning them to at least have a chance.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say that Auburn beats Georgia this weekend, and again, I don't think that's far-fetched. Then Georgia turns around, beats Texas A&M, so they still go to the SEC championship game. But, looking at it in black and white, if Auburn beats Georgia this week and Alabama naturally would slide up into the number four spot if they handle business in Starkville, Mississippi State, which they should, and then the winner of the Oregon-Utah game would bump up into the number five spot. So at that point in time, then Alabama is going to have to be jumped by a one-loss Pac-12 conference champion, or they're going to be in. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. And in that scenario, that would mean that Alabama would have had to have beaten Auburn.
Right.
And then if Oregon's the champion, or even if Oregon's not, Auburn beat the best in the Pac-12, and Alabama beat them. And I know that's, you know, this team beat that team. We could go back to
my daddy can. My daddy can beat up your daddy.
Right. Well, with that thinking, line of thinking, you can go back to the years where Ole Miss beat Alabama either two mm-hmm. years in a row or two out of 3 years, whichever it was, mm-hmm. and say, oh, well, Ole Miss was the best team. But you can't do that. I understand.
Right.
But what the committee has to work with, there's a lot of scenarios. And there's even a scenario where, the Big Ten could have two teams in there. If Minnesota were to win out, and which I don't think they'll do, but if they were to win out and beat Ohio State in a close game, and things could fall to where the Big Ten can have two.
Well, Mike, speaking of Minnesota, we're going to be looking at Minnesota, at Utah, at LSU, of course, Georgia and Auburn on Inside the Numbers on Friday. And look, appreciate your time today. Look forward to having you back on Friday morning.
I enjoy it, Coach. And one last thing I'll just give the listeners. Here's basically how Vegas odds makers list the teams. And I'm going to put them into three tiers. Tier one is Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson. Those are heads above the next tier. And the next tier is two teams, Alabama and Georgia. And again, these are based off who would be favored over who on a neutral field. And then tier three, you've got Oregon, Utah, Florida, Auburn, and Oklahoma.
So right now what you're telling me is that LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson would be favored over Alabama in the first round of the playoff, or Georgia, either one, would be favored over those two teams in the first round of the playoffs.
Right, or it would be a 1-point or a pick game either way. But right now the Vegas has those three teams the top, then Alabama and Georgia. And then there's no Minnesota and no Baylor in the top 10.
Okay, Mike, again, appreciate your time, and we will talk to you again Friday morning.
Glad to be here. See you Friday.
Mike Bernard, OTM Sports. We'll be right back after this quick break.